Yeah, welcome to Austrian Stocks in English, presented by Palfinger, the English-spoken weekly summary for the Austrian stock market, positioned every Sunday in the mostly German-language podcast, Audio City, Indie Podcasts, Wiener Börse, Sport, Musik und mehr. My name is Christian and I will be later on joined by the absolutely smart Allison. This week in our 21st Austria Weekly. Week 29 was a good week for ATXDR, which gained 1.62% to 7,101 points. Best stocks were ATX 5 members BAWAG, Verbund and Erste Group. The last four of our 16th stock market tournament are Immofinanz, Zumtobel, Tia Immo and Don't Co. News came finally from Polytech, S. Immo, Andritz, BAWAG, Immofinanz, Strabag, IMS Osram and RHI Magnesita. And these news are spoken now by the absolutely smart Allison.
Thank you, Christian, for calling me absolutely smart. And these were the news of week 29. Monday, Polytech. The supervisory board of Polytech Holding AG passed resolutions on changes to the management board. Heiko Gabbert, COO, is recalled from the board of directors with effect from today. Markus Mahlbach has been appointed chief financial officer with immediate effect. He joined the company in 2016 and most recently held operational responsibility for finance as senior vice president finance under Markus Humer, CEO CFO, with handing over the financial agendas to Markus Mahlbach. Markus Humer will take over the area of operations. Prior to assuming as CEO, he had already held the COO agendas between 2014 and 2018. In addition, Peter Brinscher, 55, CCO, will be appointed deputy chairman of the executive board. Polytech Group, weekly performance, minus 1.84%. Tuesday, SMO, Austrian real estate company SMO has made progress on sales of commercial properties in Germany. In total, nearly 70 million euros of commercial property sales, involving 11 properties, have been completed in 2023. The company believes that commercial property sales can reach the target of 200 million euros by late 2023 or early 2024. SMO, weekly performance, minus 0.48%. Wednesday, Andritz, international technology group Andritz has received an order from Roseburg Forest Products Company to supply a complete fiber preparation line for medium-density fiber board, MDF production to its new mill in Dillard, Oregon, USA. Startup is planned for the third quarter of 2025. Andritz, weekly performance, 0.37%. BOAG, banking group BOAG reported a net profit of 320 million euros, plus 309%, 3.88 euros earnings per share and a ROTS of 23.2% for the first half 2023. Net interest income increased 22.1% to 600.2 million euros, net commission income decreased 4% to 152.9 million euros. BOAG, weekly performance, 6.18%. Thursday, Immofinanz, the supervisory board of real estate company Immofinanz has prematurely extended the appointment of Radka Doring on the executive board for a total of 5 years, i.e. to April 30, 2027. The composition of the executive board therefore remains unchanged with Radka Doring and Pavel Mekia as its members. Immofinanz, weekly performance, 2.36%. Strabag, construction group Strabag is expanding its timber construction sector with the acquisition of the Austrian Obermeier Group. According to the company, the 100% acquisition of the Obermeier Group, consisting of Obermeier Holz Constructs and GmbH Obermeier, DAC plus Facade GmbH Grunraum, GmbH puts a new focus on structural timber construction in the areas of industrial, commercial, municipal and residential construction. The wood hybrid construction method, with which high-rise buildings and other large-scale projects can be realized, is considered to be trendsetting on the way to sustainable construction. Strabag, weekly performance, 2.45%. Andritz, international technology group Andritz has received an order from Infinia Container Board Limited for a complete OCC line including reject treatment system for its recycled paper mill located in Hedero, Israel. Andritz, weekly performance, 0.37%. Friday, Amsosram, a global leader in optical solutions, announces that Jürgen Rebel has taken on the role of Senior Vice President, Investor Relations at AMSOSRAM, AMS, weekly performance, 3.91%. RHI Magnesita, Refractory Group. RHI Magnesita announced the completion of the acquisition of Seven Refractories. Seven Refractories is a specialist supplier of alumina refractory mixes, serving customers in the iron and steel, cement, aluminium and non-ferrous metals industries, with a proven track record of consistent growth in these sectors. With the acquisition, around 240 employees at three production sites in Slovenia, India and the US, and at sales offices and service centers in Germany, Italy, the United Kingdom and Cyprus, are joining RHI Magnesita's global network. The acquired businesses of Seven Refractories recorded revenues of 105 million euros and profit before tax of 11.4 million euros in 2022. RHI Magnesita, weekly performance, 0.00%. And now bye-bye from Allison.
And Christian, we wish you a great week. Hear you next Sunday.
Present is by the whole thing.